Hey there, my divine family. Chandonnel IVL, and this is The Word. The 29th of August, 2019. The 16th hour going into the 17th hour. I would like to speak to you about the lineage, the divine and spiritual lineage of the living. The ones manifested and formed in Genesis chapter 2 from the other side verses, you know, in comparison to Genesis chapter 1. Discern the Hebrews, the Ibri, the etymology and history. Discern that Abraham was a Hebrew. Genesis chapter 14, verse 13. Mosiah, which is Moses, not Messiah, which is Yahshua, or who we call again Jesus, Yahweh Shai, and many, many other names and titles. So, going back to Moses, it shows in Exodus chapter 2, verses 11. And also chapter 4, verse 14 of Exodus, in conjunction with Aaron, it confirms the Hebrew lineage. Also with Yosef, or Joseph, within Genesis chapter 39, verse 14, and also verse 17. And also it confirms this Hebrew lineage as well, going into the 40th chapter of Genesis, verse 15, and also chapter 41, verse 12, and 43, verse 32. And these are spiritual confirmations if you discern Hebrew and our divine and ancient lineage, which it is easy to bring a lot of information out, but it that really holds the hand of one and causes them to step aside and not seek themselves, which that is the purpose. One must seek and see for themselves and do the works. And then you will surely discern instead of waiting for someone to hold your hand, which is nothing wrong with teachers or even learners or learning things, but we must take spiritual action to seek ourselves and to find and to do. Moving on, many respect nature and other things with nature, animals, plants, insects, and all these things, you know, but yet this is still hard to transcend into people, into the human realm, the realm of flesh. And we see, if we could prove that we can treat other things kindly and nice and be in harmony with nature, why can it not be extended to the people, the rulers over nature, in which the Most High purpose? Discern the four corners of the earth. If they all were one, starting from northeast, going into northwest, and crossing over to southwest, and going into northwest, if you're with me, you discern the Eurasia aspects of the northeast, the Africa or Akabulan or Akibulan, and Australia on that bottom right corner, and South America on the bottom left, the southwest, and North America, United States and Canada on the northwest or upper left. And then if you discern the workings of things, of how to use principalities, of using minute schemes, making them manifest on a chessboard, so that it could manifest in your reality. Something like what the dark magic stole from our ancient orders, you know, how they flipped our symbols around and our works and our rites and sacrificing blasphemous things to bring up evil principalities. You would see, just like a voodoo doll, all you're doing is making a small notion, a happening within a realm that you can control so that it can transcend into the spiritual, the physical, and it affects that person. These things that the Most High warn us to stay away from, though with faith, these things would not harm you. And with righteousness, for evils, demons, devils seek out those who are not in faith, who are living wrong. They are easy to possess, just like the Holy Spirit can possess you with goodness. So, an evil can possess you. Stay away from it. Discern the four corners and discern the Most High's workings within. And if you are righteous, stay righteous. Surround yourself with righteousness. Rebuke and pray against the unrighteous and for the unrighteous. For we are merely graduates and professors of goodness, of faith, around these freshmen or these evil children who fail and drop out, and they keep not the lessons of life. We must do and not just say, for there are times we do say and wish and have faith and not do, and times it comes to pass with the will of the Most High and our faith in the Most High. But surely, He surely wants us to do as well, and to stand on faith and to walk in faith. That is action, that is doing. The Alpha, our Father, Alpha, Omega. And how similar the Om, Ega, and the Men is similar. And how the Om is used within meditation or meditative practices, which I will not get into, for I'm one of practices of prayer and meditating on the Most High by ancient antiquity in those ways, not by the modern way or what the deceivers has fashioned, disdain something the ancient teachers taught, but now these workers lay claim on it, and as if they came up with it and trying to teach you when it's natural in you. For we are in the wilderness and must be raised up in the divine orders to come out of this bondage, this captivity, by patience, by believing and surely knowing that the Most High has us in His righteous right hand, which is always righteous. He's the creator of righteousness, of all good, and even of bad. So He allows these things so that the tares can weed themselves out. For you righteous, stay righteous, please. These things are in His hands. Have faith. Even as the elect, during the times in which the Most High knows our transitions, the holy shepherds, the prophets, the elect, the angelic spokesmen, you know, per se, the oracles of the gods, per se, as in how they specified when the Ark of the Covenant came about, and people were worried because they said this is the thing that holds the gods of the Hebrews. You know, though I'm taking words out of context, but summarizing for your over and understanding, understanding, and all of that, and then some. For the power of the Most High, and the greatness in what He bestows upon us, worry not in transition, for again I say, when these divine and holy people, using the Messiah as an example, when crucified upon principalities, right, when these evils will get into the heads of the masses, like they do in this modern day, to bring something, you know, to come about, to bring something to come to pass. Though the Most High and His glory in the Messiah could have lived longer, but knowing just like how fame does in the modern day, we know that when people pass away, that is when people want to pay it more attention and grasp our eyes for the Messiah. His name stands until this day, thousands of years later, and still we speak of these things, these wonderful entities manifested in flesh by the highest order, having a physical flesh experience. And when these holy ones transition, it is as if their spirit, their greater selves, in which the masses did not discern wholeheartedly, came for revenge, as Yahushua says, Yahshua, revenge is mine. So we call things of this karma, which is simply judgment. And we should discern since a child when wrong is done, oh, surely that wrong will come back unto you in some way, somehow. Remain in faith and in righteousness. Much love. Most High, bless us. Bless His word. Bless these people. Keep faith in them. They see. But give them the spiritual motivation to see deeper, walk deeper in goodness, in faith, and in the light, and never fearing the darkness, never fearing evil, for you are with them always. For none can touch you in evil. None of evil can grasp your highness, for you are all power. You are the creator of power and the giver thereof. Bless these words. Bless these people. Keep faith in them. For surely in the end, we shall have a heavenly rest if you believe. Amen.